hangry. Have you heard the word? It's been used to describe someone who is very hungry, and as a result, they become grouchy and angry, hence hangry. Well, I'm inventing a new word, slangry. This is to describe someone who is very sleepy, and as a result, they become grouchy and angry, hence slangry. Perhaps you've had occasion to be slangry, and perhaps you couldn't help yourself. New research from Iowa State University has provided evidence that sleep loss causes anger. This was especially found to be the case when someone was facing irritating circumstances. The researcher, Zlatan Krizan, is quoted as saying, "Despite typical tendencies to get somewhat used to irritating conditions, sleep-restricted individuals usually showed a trend toward increased anger and distress, especially reversing their ability to adapt to frustrating conditions over time." Now, while you may be able to manage everyday conditions at work, when faced with stressful conditions, it is much more likely that you will be slangry. As I have said in other episodes, this can cause conflicts with colleagues. If you find yourself feeling slangry, perhaps you should consider getting a quick nap before you cause too much damage to your relationships. Know someone who needs to hear this message? Please share it with them so that they can sleep better, feel better, work better,